This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I have two people here who are working in a double team crop solution. This, we have Dave Feist. He works as the product marketing strategist for Adama, and we also have Scott Stagenborg, who works for S&W Seed. And so I'll let them explain how their two products work. We have Dave with the pesticide and Scott with the seed product, and how this can actually prevent grass from growing up in the sorghum if you use the double teaming system. So I'll let Scott explain how the seed works.
Right, Ben. Well, the double team system is pretty unique in that we develop at S&W, we develop the trait that provides tolerance to the first act herbicide. And so if you have the double team hybrids, and you can find those hybrids from an S&W or a Sorghum Partners dealer or other dealers, and they're easy to spot because they have DT on the end of them to represent the double team system. These hybrids, again, are tolerant to the first act herbicide, and they're developed to fit all over the sorghum growing regions in the U.S. So we're pretty excited about this technology because it does allow for over-the-top grass control, in-season over-the-top grass control in sorghum, and that's something we've never had before in the industry.
So Dave, how does the pesticide work specifically? How does your side come into play in this system?
Well, sure, we're part of the double team, right?
Yeah.
There were pre-emergence options in sorghum. Unfortunately, many times it gets dry out and it doesn't control many of the grasses. In the past, if it was bad enough, farmers had to basically destroy their fields. This allows for over-the-top grass control. And the way we work together is we provide the stewardship, the labeling, the people in the field, and it's more about just the product. It's a collaboration between both the companies. So we have sales teams that support this to make sure that growers understand, what is needed, how do we use it, and ensure that they get the best possible yields in these fields. But basically, this system is what I call the simple button. At the end of the day, Before, there really were no solutions. They're used to seeing maybe Roundup crops, and sorghum had really lagged behind. This system really brings it into the 20th century and allows for this very sustainable crop to be grown and be grown very effectively and simply put by the growers, which gives them a lot more options on the farm.
Yeah, so really great combination of businesses here coming together to help solve a problem that producers are having with sorghum. So can you explain, what if the grass comes up post-emergent of the seed coming up? Scott, can you explain, can they reapply the pesticide to...
Right. So with First Act, you can put on a total of 21 ounces in a season and no more than 12 ounces in any one application. So you can put out 10 at the first one and 11 at the second one, or two 10s. So that's one of the nice things about this system, is that it provides growers with a lot of flexibility in the timing with the two applications. You can pretty much cover the entire season. There aren't a lot of restrictions on when to spray. We want the plant to be 11 inches tall, and then there's a 45-day pre-harvest interval, but we've had people spray fields as late as the boot stage and not have any problems and get excellent weed control. So, that's one of the best things about this system, is that there's a lot of in-season flexibility, as well as the fact that Dave, you want to address kind of the residual piece in terms of plant back restrictions. That's pretty flexible too.
Oh, it is. A lot of growers are appreciating the fact that they have crop rotation. They can go to crops in the following year and not have to worry about rotational carryover causing injury to them or things along those lines. So that's a big deal, and as well as planting winter wheat in the same year in many cases. So the flexibility and the performance level have really given a wonderful tool, I believe, to the growers. We're getting good feedback on it. They like this. It manages their risk much better than what they've had in the past, and it's cost effective. So.
Yeah, and Scott, can you explain, if growers were looking to implement this system, how can they find more information about it?
Sure. So the easiest way, if they want, is doubleteamsorghum.com is the website that's dedicated to this technology. There is a where to buy page there that talks about all of the companies that have it in their bag. And again, the hybrids are real easy to find. whether it's from Sorghum Partners or one of our other partners, is look for the DT at the end of the name of the hybrid. You'll see that on there to designate that that hybrid fits in the double team system.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, Scott, for explaining to our listeners about this unique opportunity to help ensure that weeds are being controlled in sorghum field, especially some of the peskier grasses that can come up post-emergence. Well, I appreciate you joining me, Dave. Appreciate you joining me, Scott, here at the Commodity Classic.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks very much.